"This is the remote-controlled blasting cap," he said, "which we attach to the acoustical blasting putty so we don't have to be near the acoustical blasting putty when we set it off, because that's boom. How do we feel about boom, Carl?" Carl got a concerned look on his doggy face. Boom was a word he knew. Carl was not fond of boom. "Right," Holloway said. He set down the blasting cap, making sure it was nowhere near the blasting putty and that the cap receiver was inactive. He picked up a third object. "And this is the remote detonator," Holloway said. "You remember this, right, Carl?" Carl barked. "What's that, Carl?" Holloway said. "You want to set off the acoustical blasting putty?" Carl barked again. "I don't know," Holloway said doubtfully. "Technically, it is a violation of Zarathustra Corporation's safe labor practices to allow a non-sentient species member to set off high explosives." Carl came up to Holloway and licked his face with a whine that said, "Please, please, oh, please." "Oh, all right," Holloway said, fending off the dog. "But this is the last time, at least until you grasp all the fundamentals of the job. No more slacking off and leaving all the hard work to me. I'm paid to supervise. Are we clear?" Carl barked once more and then backed off, tail wagging. He knew what was coming next. Holloway glanced down at the detonator's image panel and checked for the third time since he placed the charges earlier in the day that the detonator was keyed specifically to the blasting caps placed into the charges. He pressed the panel to answer yes to each of the automated safety questions and waited while the detonator confirmed by geolocation that it was, in fact, safely outside the blast radius of any charges. This could be overridden, but it took some hacking, and anyway, Holloway preferred not to blow himself up whenever possible. And Carl was not so fond of boom. "Charges set and ready," read the detonator panel. "Press panel to detonate." "Okay," Holloway said, and set the detonator on the skimmer floor between him and Carl. Carl looked up expectantly. "Wait for it," Holloway said, and swiveled around in his chair to face the cliff. He could hear Carl's tail thumping excitedly against a crate. "Wait for it," Holloway said again, and tried to spy the places on the cliff he had drilled into earlier in the day, using the skimmer as a platform while he inserted and secured the charges into the drill holes. Carl gave a little whine. "Fire!" Holloway said, and heard the dogs scramble forward. The cliff puffed out in four spots, spewing rock and dirt and hurling vegetation for meters. The cliff face darkened as the birds, which is to say the local flying animal equivalent to birds, that had been nesting in the cliff face's vegetation, took to the air, alarmed by the noise and sudden eruptions. A few seconds later, four closely spaced cracks snapped the air in the skimmer's open cockpit, the sound of the explosions finally reaching Holloway and Carl. Loud, but without the Carl worrying boom. Holloway glanced over to his right, where his information panel lay, sonic imaging program up and running. The sonic probes he'd placed on and around the cliff were spewing their raw feed into the program, which was collating and combining the data, turning it into a three-dimensional representation of the internal structure of the cliff. "All right," he said, and swiveled around to look at Carl, who still had his paw on the detonator, tongue lolling out of his mouth. "Good boy," Holloway said, and dug into the storage bin to pull out a Zeraraptor bone, still heavy with meat. He unwrapped it from its storage film and tossed it at Carl, who fell on it happily. That was the deal. Press the detonator, get a bone. It had taken Holloway more than a few tries to get Carl to press the detonator accurately, but it had been worth the effort. Carl had to come on the surveying trips anyway, might as well have him be useful, or at least entertaining. Now, it really was a violation of Zarathustra Corporation's safe labor practices to let a dog blow things up, but Holloway and Carl worked alone, hundreds of kilometers from Zaracorp's local headquarters on planet and 178 light-years from its corporate headquarters on Earth. He wasn't technically a Zaracorp employee anyway. He was a contractor, just like every other prospector/surveyor here on Zara 23. It was cheaper that way. Holloway reached down and rubbed Carl's head affectionately. Carl, engrossed in the raptor bone, paid him not the slightest bit of mind. An urgent beep came from Holloway's info panel. He picked it up to see that the data feeds were suddenly spiking through their bandwidth. A low rumble thrummed its way into the skimmer cockpit, getting louder the longer it lasted. Carl looked up from his bone and whined.